Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.1, it is time for Say What with Steph.
Yeah.
Steph goes to a local elementary school and talks to the kids and gets some really good insight on the way they think, the things they observe. And where did you go this week?
So I went up to Sky Canyon and I interviewed 3 second graders in Miss Gifford's class at Kenneth Diffich Elementary School. And today's a special one because one of those kids I interviewed is Ramon's son.
Oh, I hope he spilled all the tea on you, Ramon. I hope he talked all about the crazy things you do at home.
I am so nervous right now. You don't even know.
Are you really? You should be because the answers, they're great.
Oh, I cannot wait. Okay.
So this is how it works. I ask them a few questions and then I ask them like what's their favorite subject in school. Get a little bit of information from the kid. And then I want you to finish what they have to say, what you think they're going to answer. Okay.
All right.
So first of all, we got to start off with, can I get a say what?
Say what?
Mercedes and Ramon, can I get a say what?
Say what?
Mercedes, let's start off with you.
Okay.
Kid number one, here she is.
My name is Lucy and I'm 8 years old.
Lucy, what is your favorite subject in school?
My favorite subject in school is reading.
Lucy, if you could be any animal, what would you be and why?
Oh, Lucy sounds adorable. I think Lucy is like a puppy girl. I think Lucy wants to be a puppy because they're cute and they're cuddly.
Okay.
That's my answer.
I like that answer based off of what you think of Lucy. Here's what she had to say.
If I could be any animal, I would be tortoise because they're like slow and they get to do like... they don't really have to do anything.
Oh, girl, she is my spirit animal. They're slow and they don't have to do anything. I love that answer, Lucy. Keep that. It's all about patience, you know? I think that's her way of saying she's a patient person.
I think they actually have a tortoise at their school, right?
A school tortoise named Puck.
Oh, I love that. Lucy's adorable.
Yes. Okay, Mercedes, I'm going to give you the second one because we're going to save the best for last.
Okay. Oh, here, I get the worst.
You know, the second best. Here is kid number two.
My name is Javos and I am 8 years old.
Javos, what is your favorite subject in school?
My favorite subject in school is math.
If you had to be on a singing contest show, what song would you sing?
Oh, gosh. I got to pick something that Jen Alpha likes.
Jen Alpha. She likes math. I'll also give you another hint about her. She loves to dance hip hop.
Okay. So we're going to go on like the hip hop side of things. I'm going to say that she wants to sing something by Glorilla.
Glorilla.
Wow.
All right. This is what Jade has to say.
I would sing Numb by Marshmello.
Can you give us a little sample of like how the song goes?
I want to get numb and forget where I'm from, because looking in your eyes like looking at the sun.
I feel like you threw me off with the whole hip-hop thing. I think that was a ruse. You tried to get me to go in one direction. I was going to say Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter, and then you made me go hip-hop.
I did. I wanted to see what you would come up with.
Okay. I am not good with Lucy and Jade, but you guys are both adorable, and thank you so much for doing that. That's so cute.
Okay, Ramon, here's your son. I didn't ask any information about him because he's your son.
Oh, man.
So let's just go in, and here is your son.
My name is Ramon the Fourth, and I am 8 years old.
Ramon, what do you think your dad does for work?
Okay, first of all, the fact I had no idea your son's name was Ramon the Fourth. I had no idea. I don't know why I thought your son's name was. You never really said your son's name. I didn't know he's the Fourth. That's amazing.
We call him Fourth as his nickname. I have IV tatted as well.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Cute.
Okay.
What do you think that he thinks you do for a living here at the radio station?
I think I talk on the radio. Okay. That's pretty simple.
Okay, this is what he had to say.
I think he answers calls and I think they call him if they want to play something or something.
Ah, smart kid. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's part of what you do. Absolutely. Very observant.
Yeah. Not wrong.
Okay, here's question number two.
Who is more nice, your mom or your dad, and why?
Oh, that's not fair. Normally he would say both, but I'm going to say he said his mom is nice.
Yeah.
More nice.
Definitely mom.
I thought so too. Okay, here's what he had to say.
I think my... this is hard.
You can say your mom if you want to.
My dad, because he's funny and he buys me stuff.
And he's staring at me right now, giving me the evil eye. No, that's adorable.
Right?
Aw, look at you guys bonding, father-son bonding. Three and four going for it.
There you go. Yes, 3 and 4.
All right, here's the last question.
What is something embarrassing that your dad does?
Oh, this this could go so many ways. But I'm going to say when I tell him he has no riz in front of his friends in public.
Oh, that is so cold.
No,
how could
riz.
You do that in
no
front
riz.
Of his friend?
In front of his girlfriend.
Oh, no.
Oh, he has a girlfriend? Oh, okay. Here's what your son had to say.
Something my dad embarrassing does is he farts really loud.
Oh. He totally called you out.
That's so true.
Oh, my gosh. And the fact that the whole class laughed at it.
Yes.
You could hear Lucy and Jade in the background like, bah.
So thanks, everybody, Miss Gifford's class at Kenneth Diffich. And thank you to your son. He was a really, really good sport at this whole thing.
Oh, man, so embarrassing. He got me.
Yeah, well, I mean, talk about not having riz. I think it's you.